Hier ist die 30. Lektion von Pimsleur Amerikanisches Englisch 1.
Listen to this conversation.
Tell me, Anna, how long are you staying in New York?
For a few days. I don't have much time.
Do you like New York?
Yes, I do. I like New York very much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to see some friends.
Listen again.
Tell me, Anna, how long are you staying in New York?
For a few days. I don't have much time.
Do you like New York?
Yes, I do. I like New York very much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to see some friends.
Ask in English.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
How are you?
Answer.
Gut, danke. Und Ihnen?
Fine, thanks. And you? I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Say.
Nicht schlecht.
Not bad. Not bad.
How do you say?
Wort.
Word. Word.
Ask.
Was bedeutet das?
What does that mean? That? What does that word mean?
Try to say in English.
Das Wort im Sinne von jenes Wort.
That word. That. That word.
Ask.
Was bedeutet das Wort?
What does that word mean?
Say that it's an English word.
It's an English word. It's an English word.
Now try to ask.
Wie sagt man? Wörtlich, wie sagen Sie?
How do you say? How do you say?
Das Wort.
That word. That word.
Wie sagt man das Wort?
How do you say that word? How do you say that word?
In English.
In English. In English.
Ask.
Wie sagt man das Wort in Englisch?
How do you say that word in English? How do you say that word in English?
Say again.
Nicht schlecht.
Not bad.
Try to say.
Wir sind Deutsche.
We're German. We're German.
Try to say.
Uns gefällt Amerika. Wörtlich, wir mögen Amerika.
We like America.
Ask in English.
Wie lange?
How long? How long?
Wie lange sind Sie schon hier?
How long have you been here? Have you been? How long have you been here?
Ein paar Wochen.
A few weeks. A few weeks.
Try to say,
Wir sind seit ein paar Wochen hier.
We've been here for a few weeks. For a few weeks. We've been here for a few weeks.
And how do you say?
Wir sind seit gestern hier.
We've been here since yesterday. Yesterday. Since yesterday.
Wir bleiben.
We are staying. We are staying.
Say,
Wir bleiben ein paar Tage. Verwenden Sie für.
We are staying for a few days. For a few days.
Nicht schlecht.
Not bad.
Wie viele Tage?
How many days? How many days?
2 Tage.
2 days. We are staying for 2 days.
Say,
Wir möchten eine Woche bleiben. Verwenden Sie für.
We'd like to stay for a week.
Aber wir haben nicht viel Zeit.
But we don't have much time. We don't have much time.
Ask her if she likes New York. Ask her if she likes New York.
Do you like New York? Do you like New York?
Ja, mir gefällt New York. Wörtlich, ja, ich mag New York.
Yes, I like New York.
Wie lange?
How long?
Wie lange bleiben Sie?
How long are you staying? How long are you staying?
Eine Woche. Verwenden Sie die Zahl.
1 week.
Say again.
Wir sind seit gestern hier.
We've been here since yesterday.
Now ask.
Was haben Sie gestern gemacht?
What did you do yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
Haben Sie etwas gekauft?
Listen and repeat.
Did you buy anything? 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 Did you buy anything?
Achten Sie darauf, dass für etwas in der Frage das Wort
Anything
verwendet wird. Sie kennen es bereits aus der Verneinung
Not anything.
Wie fragen Sie, haben Sie etwas gekauft?
Did you buy anything?
Ask,
Was haben Sie gekauft?
What did you buy?
Haben Sie eine amerikanische Zeitung gekauft?
Did you buy an American newspaper? An American newspaper? Did you buy an American newspaper?
Answer.
Ich habe gekauft.
I bought. I bought.
Here's how to say
viele Sachen oder eine Menge Sachen.
Listen and repeat.
A lot of things. 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 A lot of things.
Ask again.
Haben Sie etwas gekauft?
Did you buy anything? Did you buy anything?
Ja, ich habe eine Menge Sachen gekauft.
Yes, I bought a lot of things.
Ich habe eine amerikanische Zeitung gekauft.
I bought an American newspaper.
Für meinen Mann.
For my husband. An American newspaper for my husband.
Say,
ich habe eine Zeitung für ihn gekauft.
I bought a newspaper for him. For him.
Und ich habe Kaffee gekauft.
And I bought some coffee. And I bought some coffee.
Für meine Freundin Mary.
For my friend Mary.
Ich habe Kaffee für sie gekauft.
I bought some coffee for her. For her.
Ask.
Und Sie?
And you?
Was haben Sie gestern gemacht?
What did you do yesterday?
Haben Sie etwas gekauft?
Did you buy anything?
Haben Sie etwas für Ihre Frau gekauft?
Did you buy anything for your wife? Did you buy anything for your wife?
Haben Sie etwas für sie gekauft?
Did you buy anything for her?
Ask him if he bought a lot of things.
Did you buy a lot of things?
Hören und wiederholen Sie die verneinende Kurzantwort.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Now say,
ich brauche nichts.
I don't need anything. I don't need anything.
Ich will nichts.
I don't want anything.
Wir wollen nichts.
We don't want anything.
Wir wollen nichts kaufen.
We don't want to buy anything. We don't want to buy anything.
Try to say,
wir werden nichts kaufen.
We're not going to buy anything. We're not going to buy anything.
Und Sie?
And you?
Haben Sie etwas gekauft?
Did you buy anything?
Try to say,
Wir haben eine Menge Sachen gekauft.
We bought a lot of things. We bought a lot of things.
Wir sind seit gestern hier.
We've been here since yesterday.
Und wir haben viele Sachen gekauft.
And we bought a lot of things. We bought a lot of things.
Wann?
When?
Gestern.
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Sie wollen jetzt fragen, wann sind Sie angekommen? Zuerst, sind Sie angekommen?
Listen and repeat.
Did you arrive? Arrive. 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 Did arrive? Did you arrive?
How do you ask?
Sind Sie angekommen?
Did you arrive?
Now try to ask.
Wann sind Sie angekommen?
When did you arrive? When did you arrive?
Wir sind gestern angekommen.
Listen and repeat again.
We arrived yesterday. Arrived. We arrived yesterday.
Haben Sie den Auslaut
D
im Wort
arrived
richtig ausgesprochen?
Listen and repeat.
Did arrive, arrived. Did arrive, arrived.
Say again.
Wir sind gestern angekommen.
We arrived yesterday.
Erinnern Sie sich, wie man sagt, guten Morgen.
Good morning. Morning.
Try to say,
gestern Morgen.
Yesterday morning. Morning. Yesterday morning.
Ask,
wann sind Sie angekommen?
When did you arrive?
Wann sind Sie in New York angekommen?
When did you arrive in New York? Arrive in New York? When did you arrive in New York?
Say,
wir sind gestern angekommen.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
Ask again.
Wann sind Sie in New York angekommen?
When did you arrive in New York?
Wir sind gestern Morgen angekommen.
We arrived yesterday morning.
Try to say,
ich bin angekommen.
I arrived. I arrived.
Ich bin in New York angekommen.
I arrived in New York.
Mit meiner Familie.
With my family.
Say,
mit meinen drei Kindern.
With my three children.
Und meinem Mann.
And my husband.
Ask,
um wie viel Uhr?
At what time?
Answer,
wir sind um 8 Uhr angekommen.
We arrived at 8 o'clock.
Ask,
und Sie?
And you?
Wann sind Sie in New York angekommen?
When did you arrive in New York?
Answer,
ich bin auch gestern Morgen angekommen.
I arrived yesterday morning too.
Um 9 Uhr.
At 9 o'clock. I arrived at 9 o'clock.
Ask,
und wann sind Sie in Amerika angekommen?
And when did you arrive in America?
So sagt man, die Vereinigten Staaten.
Listen and repeat.
The United States. 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 United. United. United States. The United States.
How do you say?
Die Vereinigten Staaten.
The United States.
Try to ask.
Wann sind Sie in den Vereinigten Staaten angekommen?
When did you arrive in the United States? In the United States.
Answer:
wir sind gestern Morgen angekommen.
We arrived yesterday morning.
How do you say
morgen im Sinne vom nächsten Tag?
Tomorrow.
Try to say
morgen früh. Wörtlich sagen Sie morgen morgen.
Tomorrow morning.
Now try to say
wir reisen morgen früh ab.
We're leaving tomorrow morning. We're leaving tomorrow morning.
Ask him if he likes the United States.
Do you like the United States?
Bejahen Sie mit der Kurzantwort.
Yes, I do. Yes, I like the United States.
Aber wir haben nicht viel Zeit.
But we don't have much time.
Wir reisen ab.
We're leaving
morgen früh.
Tomorrow morning. We're leaving tomorrow morning.
Wir können nicht bleiben.
We can't stay.
Ask him if he bought anything.
Did you buy anything?
Hören und wiederholen Sie die bejahende Kurzantwort.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Ask him what he bought.
What did you buy?
Answer:
Eine amerikanische Zeitung.
An American newspaper.
Und eine Menge Sachen.
And a lot of things.
Für meine Frau.
For my wife.
Say,
ich habe eine Menge Sachen für sie gekauft.
I bought a lot of things for her.
Uns gefallen die Vereinigten Staaten.
We like the United States.
Aber wir reisen morgen früh ab.
But we're leaving tomorrow morning. But we're leaving tomorrow morning.